AircheckDownloads.com.
Read 'em. It's Wham, our special in-studio guest. They're up one to number seven on the weekly Top 40. And thank you for being here, guys. Number six is the Minnesota Monarch himself, Prince and Pop Light. That's the man that says he doesn't wear boots because he's short. He wears them because women love his boots. Prince with Pop Life up one to number six. And the five hottest hits in the USA are coming right up. And if you just can't wait for them, here's a brief rundown. All right.
Rick D's, the weekly Top 40.
Rick D's! Ow!
Hey, some happy birthdays this weekend to Billy Preston. He's 39. Jacqueline Bissett is 39. Ray Charles is 55 this weekend. And at number five on the weekly Top 40, the band that really has an incredible hot streak going, out of New Jersey, it's Kool & the Gang with Cherish.
Let's take a walk together.
Kool & the Gang with Robert Kool Bell, the guy that started out playing a paint can that he got from a factory near his home and graduated to guitars and singing. That's Cherish, up four to number five on the weekly Top 40. Here we are at number four and Tina Turner, We Don't Need Another Hero.
Out in the ruins,
oh, Tina. And by the way, Phil Collins is listening right now. Tina wants to work with you, Phil. She's down one this week to number four with We Don't Need Another Hero. The number three song on the weekly Top 40 is Phil Collins. They are back-to-back, but not working together. Here he is with Don't Lose My Number. Hey, Don't Lose My Number. That's Phil Collins, who says his dream is to be in a movie with Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd. And you just never know. He might be. He's up one this week to number three. And once again, time for the weekly Top 40 Challenge. And would you look at this prize? It's great. It's a Sony D5 portable compact disc player worth over $300 and the world's first portable compact disc player. All you do is plug it into your home system, then unplug it with the optional battery pack, the headphones, and you are portable. Now, what you do to get it is win the weekly Top 40 Challenge. And what we're going to do is play a portion of a well-known hit song backwards and see if you can tell what it is. We need the artist and the title. And we're going to play this song backwards. We did this earlier in the countdown, so here's the second chance at it right here. All right, that's it. That's it. Write your answer down on a postcard. Send it along with your phone number to Rick D's Weekly Top 40 Challenge, Box 196, Hollywood, California, 90078. And we pick a winner at random from all the correct entries received by this coming Friday. Oh, and do enter as many times as you like. We'd love for you to. The contest is sponsored by D's Creations. Good luck. And this compact disc player is waiting for you. Coming up, number one.
The Weekly Top 40. The Weekly Top 40. With Rick D's.
Before we get to the top two songs in the USA, I think you should know a number of historical events that are worth observing this weekend. On this weekend back in 1620, the Mayflower landed at Plymouth Rock with 102 passengers and a small crew. Author Agatha Christie was born on this weekend in 1890. She wrote nearly 100 books in her lifetime. And the 20th President of the United States, William Howard Taft, was born on this weekend back in 1857. You know, he can lay claim to being the largest president, weighing in at 350 pounds.
Huge!
He died in 1930 and was buried March 8th through March 15th. Here we are, number two, Dire Straits, Money for Nothing. Look at that, look at that, MTV. They don't do anything, they get money for nothing. That's Dire Straits and the number two song in the USA. By the way, their lead singer, Mark Knopfler, wrote Tina Turner's big hit, Private Dancer, and he's on a hot streak on his own right now with Dire Straits. That means that the number one song is here and now. He's waited for this. He's never had a number one song, and he is so happy. From England, number one, John Parr and St. Elmo's Fire. That man can celebrate. It's John Parr from Sherwood Forest in England. The number one song in the nation, St. Elmo's Fire, Man in Motion. Song about a guy that's going around the world in a wheelchair, and he inspired John to write a hit song that's gone all the way to number one. Ooh, yay. This is a lot of fun. It's called the Weekly Top 40, and we do it every single weekend. And if you want to give us a call and talk about the show and what number one is and all that stuff, just give us some people on the phone right here. Hey, Rick Dees here.
You are the biggest twit I've ever heard.
Well. Listen, you jerk, why don't you get out of the business?
Hello, Rick Dees Show.
You make me so sick.
Put them on hold. I'll be right there. Okay. The Weekly Top 40 is produced by Paul Joseph, written by Gary Murphy and Larry Strother, engineered by Paul Liebeskind, with help from Jeff Leonard and Jack Don Elliott Schwab. Thanks to our assistants Sharon Steiner and Tracy Hodes, and Christine Hamilton, Laura Brown, Linda Sanchez, Julie Dees for all of her great voices. The Weekly Top 40 is a Paul Joseph production in association with Dees Creations and distributed by the United Stations Programming Network. This is a great weekend for you to do something special for somebody else, so do it. Rick Dees here. God bless you, and get ready for some big hits coming right up.
AirCheckDownloads.com.